Blog Talk Radio.
And gods, we hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice, and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
to the God. Speak to the God. I had myself muted. But yeah, we here on Knowledgeable Sundays. Peace, God. You out there?
Can you hear me, God?
Yeah, I can hear you, God.
Oh, okay, yeah, man. Peace to the God, man. I forgot I had myself muted, man. Yeah, man. Peace to the gods, man. How's everything going, God?
Everything's going beautiful. Beautiful and lovely. How's everything going on your side?
Hey, man, it's a busy, busy time of the year for me, man. Busy, busy, man. I thought it was
sure,
busy
I'm
at one
knowing.
Point, but... Yeah, this is a non-stop, man, movement for me right now, man. It's just... Hey... It has its ups and downs, but you know right now it's been a blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, for real, you got it.
Fine with my headset or okay?
Yeah, yeah, everything is fine with your headset. You got a headset?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just got an AirPod in, so I didn't know if it was.
Oh yeah.
If you can hear me or not.
Nah, yeah, you sound clear.
Man, that's what's up. That's wonderful, man. Yeah, man. So what's good, man? We've been missing in action, man, getting this commerce together. You know,
like you say, it's busy right now. It's a lot of high peak work going on right now in the background, in the private side. So
you're
definitely
man.
Getting stuff done. I just got a virtual assistant and all too. I just got a assistant. Just because it's getting so busy too, so.
Right.
Yeah.
You got some tasks. You got who?
A virtual assistant. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hear you? I can hear you. A virtual assistant. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what's
up,
man. Okay.
They come in handy.
Business.
Yeah.
So
hey,
what all do they assist you with? How does that work?
Okay, so what she does is she does any task that I assign her, honestly, like anything that she can't do, like physically being in my presence, you know? So if I wanted to do stuff like virtually, like if I wanted to update the website, I'll tell her how to log in. I'll show her how to do certain different steps in monitoring the Gmail accounts or the email accounts and CRM. You know what I'm saying? She does that as well. She also does like data entry and customer support. You know, just being there for the customers and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, set up consultations as well. You know, she do booking.
Right. Yeah, we're going to have to link about that. Get a little more insight.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Yeah, sure. So, you know, today is Knowledgeable Sunday. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to kind of go ahead and get everything going because... Like I say, man, it's a busy time of the year for me. So, let's get this thing rolling.
Man,
to tell the people where we came for today. But I'm definitely gonna have to link with you afterwards about that. You know what I'm saying? Because
I got you
100%. All the info I could get.
You know I got you 100%.
All right.
All right, for sure. So let's just hop right into it. Like you say, it's busy right now. It's that season. But for all the listeners who just came in, like J-Rock said, it's Knowledgeable Sundays, and today we're going to be talking about thug and gangster. So,
right.
Yeah, we're gonna get into thug and gangster. I remember when I was a little younger and stuff like that, I used to be like, when I have a child, I want my son to be a gangster, you know what I'm saying? Because that's just the mindset.
Man.
And that's the mind frame I was in at the time. So I was just like,
yeah.
You know? he gonna be a gangster or a soldier. That's how I looked at it. But definitely,
right.
definitely have different thoughts now coming to where I'm at now in life. And I do not want that at all for my children.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, oh, sir.
Oh, man.
So,
let me tell
so
you
let's
something,
hop right.
man. We're dealing with my children, man. Hey, that gangster and thug mentality. Nowhere. See, I was a little smarter, you know what I'm saying? I ran the streets. I was that thug. I was that gangster. But I had some form of intelligence. Like, I always listened to the OGs in the streets. But my biggest thing that kind of helped me out was that I always listened. I always learned from others' mistakes, you know? So,
right,
hey,
right.
Man, one of the things that, man, I teach my kids now, man, they be trying to follow my footsteps because of the people that I used to surround myself with. I'd be like, look at me, and then you look at them.
You see what I'm saying?
Look at how I turned out, and look at how they still are.
And you tell
me if that's really what you want to be in life.
You know?
Right.
It's one thing for me to pull up in some of the flies, whips, you know, dress nice, you know, be able to get whatever I want, you know. Sometimes still struggle, but I, you know, one thing my kids can tell you, I've never had my lights cut out, never been sleeping out on the streets, never had to, you know, sleep door to door, never had to do that because, you know, it was a little more of an intelligence that came with it, you know.
Back in the days,
it was a lot different for being a gangster and a thug because a lot of that, you know, came from just being able to stick around from the Europeans, you know, beating us up and taking from us and doing all these things, you know. So that's the reason why we was labeled those different entities. You get what I'm saying? But, man, nowadays, hey, it's a whole different look. Whole different look, man. A whole different ball game, if you ask me. But yeah, man, I just wanted to throw that out. Just wanted to put that
already,
out there.
Already. All right, for sure. Let's hop right into the private chat real quick. All right. And we see the first definition. We're going to click on that. The definition is thug. T-H. You hear me clear, guys?
Yeah, I can hear you clear.
All right, cool. Yeah, the next word is thug, T-H-U-G, and that's a noun. It says 1810, member of a gang of murderers and robbers in India who strangled their victims. From Marthai, thug, thak, cheat, swindler, Hindi thag, perhaps from Sanskrit, stagas, cunning, fraudulent, from stagati, he covers, conceals, from pi root, stag, to cover. The thugs roamed about the country in bands of from 10 to 100, usually in the disguise of peddlers or pilgrims, gaining the confidence of other travelers whom they strangled when a favorable opportunity presented itself. With a handkerchief, an unwound turban, or a noosed cord, they shedden the shedding of blood was seldom resorted to. The motive of the thugs was not so much lust of plunder as a certain religious fanaticism. The bodies of their victims were hidden in graves dug with a consecrated pickaxe. and of their spoil, one-third was devoted to the goddess Kali, whom they worship. Kali is spelled K-A-L-I. Yeah, K-A-L-I. And that was from a Century Dictionary. And it continues to say, the more correct Indian name is Fanziger, which is spelled P-H-A-N-S-E-E-G-U-R, from Fanzi, nose. And the activity was described in English as far back as C-1665, rigorously prosecuted by the British from 1831. They were driven from existence by centuries end, transferred sense of ruffian, cutthroat, violent, lowbrow, is from 1839. And at the bottom, we can scroll at the bottom, it says thug noun, an aggressive and violent young criminal. It says synonyms is hood, hoodlum, goon, punk, tough, toughy, strong armor. And that was the definition of thug right there. No etymology definition. Definitely, like I said, it's a member of a gang of murderers and robbers in India who strangled their victims. So let's go on to the next definition. Let's keep it rolling. And it says, thuggish. So we're going to thuggish now. And thuggish is spelled T-H-U-G-G-I-S-H. Thuggish, adjective. Ruffianly, brutal, and forceful. 1870 from thug plus ish. Related thuggishly. Thuggishness. And that was the definition for that one. Let's go ahead, go back to the private chat. And we're going to go to where it says thuggery. And all right, let's see. It says thuggery. And thuggery is spelled T-H-U-G-G-E-R-Y. And that's a noun. 1839 from thug plus eerie. Also thuggy. From the native Hindi name for the system of religious assassination practiced by the thugs. So this is a religious assassination that was practiced by thugs when they say thuggery. And well, let's go all the way at the bottom. It says violent or brutal acts as of thugs. And that's what thuggery is. You don't want to be that for sure. And let's go back into the private chat again. And they got another name. We actually mentioned it in the synonyms. It's called hoodlum. And you could spell hoodlum as H-O-O-D-L-U-M. And this is a noun, hoodlum. Popularized 1871, American English identified throughout the 1870s as a California word. Young street rowdy, loafer, especially one involved in violence against Chinese immigrants, young criminal, gangster. It appears to have been in use locally from a slightly early date and may have begun as a specific name of a gang. The police have recently been investigating the proceedings of a gang of thieving boys who denominate themselves and are known to the world as the Hoodlum Gang. San Francisco Golden Era newspaper, February 16, 1868, page 4. Of unknown origin, though newspapers of the day printed myriad fanciful stories concocted to account for it, a guess perhaps better than average is that it is from German dialect Bavarian, and that's spelled B-A-V-A-R-I-A-N, and it says hoodlum or ragamuffin. They be using that in Jamaica. And yeah, they be using ragamuffin in Jamaica. And let's go ahead and scroll down a little bit. It says what the derivation of the word hoodlum is, we could never satisfactorily ascertain. Those several derivations have been proposed, and it would appear that the word has not been very many years in use, but however obscure the word may be, there is nothing mysterious about the thing. Walter M. Fisher, The Californians, London, 1876. And let's go, we're going to scroll all the way down, right? And it says, hoodlum, noun, an aggressive and violent young criminal. All right, so we can go back inside the private chat for those who just came inside the private chat and the call log. We're actually going over, you know, thug and gangster. That definition specifically was hoodlum, which is still seen as a gangster, a young gangster. All right, now we're getting to the word gangster now. And gangster is spelled G-A-N-G-S-T-E-R. Noun. And it says, member of a criminal gang. 1896. American English from gang. Noun. In its criminal sense, stir. Plus stir. Related gangsterism. 1918. And it scrolls down all the way at the end. It says, gangster, noun, a criminal who is a member of a gang. And also got a, it says synonyms, mobster. All right, let's go back to the private chat. Another definition is gangster, but this one is spelled a little different. It's spelled G-A-N-G-S-T-A. And it says rap style, generally credited to West Philly hip-hop artist Schoolie D, but as for the word itself, his Gangster Boogie 1984 used the conventional spelling N-W-A, was spelling it gangster by 1988. And let's go down. And it says, gangster, noun, black English, a member of a youth gang. And yeah, that was gangster with the A, with the ending of A instead of E-R.
Hey, God, so what I'm seeing is a bunch of these different names that we made up ourselves that they've actually taken into consideration. Once we made them up, they take them and they use those words against us.
Because
What I'm saying is that, okay, so we know Tupac was saying like thug life and all that, which I don't have nothing against Tupac because he helped me to get up on my journey and everything as well. He definitely played a part.
Right.
The thing is, we're not using definitions. You know what I'm saying? We using our own terminology of what a thug is, because when they used to ask Tupac, like, what is a thug, you know what I'm saying? And he used to give his own definition. He said, I'm thugging for me and my family. I'm trying to make sure me and my family good. That's what a thug is. He makes sure his family good. So a lot of people wanted to go inside that lane because of a definition that he given to it. We have to go on.
Yeah.
That's why we go into etymology, to get the definition and to recognize and be like, hey, oh shoot, we don't want to be that. You know what I'm saying? Because there is already a definition for that word. Even if we give a definition, you know how words get when we get into the law situation.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Every word has a definition. So words have meanings, And these words can dictate your life, can dictate what you go through. So if you calling yourself thug and gangster, they gonna say, oh yeah, that's what he is for sure. Because he telling us that's what he is. They're not gonna go against that. They already want you to be in that position anyway.
Right.
So why are they gonna tell you, I don't think you know what a gangster really is. They're not gonna educate you on that.
Right.
I like to sit with that part. To continue reading, or you was gonna have something else to say, like you had any more input?
You good, guy.
All right, for sure. I was just checking in. All right, so let's go back into the private chat and. We're on racketeering now, right? The definition of racketeering. And it says racketeer. Now I'll spell that out. It's spelled R-A-C-K-E-T-E-E-R. And it says noun, member of a criminal gang practicing extortion, protection, intimidation, etc. And you know, etc. could be multiple different things. Drugs trafficking, it could be a lot of different other stuff they put to put in there. They only said etc. So the list goes on. Alright. And it says 1927, a word from prohibition from racket. Noun 1, in the dishonest activity. So this is a racket is a dishonest activity. Since plus EER, which is air. Early 1926, in reference to organizers of fraudulent bankruptcies. By 1928, as a verb related racketeering verbal noun. 1927. A racketeer is nothing more nor less than a gangster. Again, who has organized thuggery along business lines. What is a racketeer? Brooklyn Daily Eagle, October 7, 1928. And we're going to scroll all the way down. It says racketeer, verb. And it says carry on illegal business activities involving crime. Racketeer noun. Someone who commits crimes for profit, especially one who obtains the money by fraud or extortion. So, we see what racketeering is, right? Matter of fact, God, let's go ahead and search up crime real quick. They throwing crime a lot. It's a crime. It's criminal. It's crimes. So we're going to look at crime just real quick. We ain't going to go too far into crime. All right, and it says crime. Mid-13th century, sinfulness, infraction of the laws of God. From Old French crime, mortal sin. I'll just leave it right there. Everybody else could go do their own research into it. It also says offense punishable by law. So they're making you look like You're doing sinful acts against God's laws. That's point blank. That's just what it is. It says it in definition. So you don't want to be in the gangster league. Definitely don't want to be in that because they're not winning. Like I wouldn't even call myself that. I wouldn't call myself a thug. I wouldn't call myself a gangster. Because based on definitions, that's what I'm not. You know?
Big facts.
But I know we coming up on another hour. I mean, a half an hour. So let's go ahead and go into a small break.
Oh, yeah. Keep it down.
Peace to the gods.
But they always tryna diss me. Same guy tryna get in my way. Keep the same vibe, you can ruin my day. Oh, my voice is a mystery. Ride the wave of my history. I've been distant to keep my distance. Goodbye to revolving light. I like to seek, but I'm never inside. Even though I'm a time to ride, I like to care, but it never reach five. Swinging my ways like it never did say. And then I roll like I really get back. And you can't believe what you heard about me. It's the magic for me. They keep trying to reach me, yeah, yeah. It's the magic for me. I make them weak till they run insane. So get me lit on a weekday. I'm on the way, I'm always on a display. And I'ma shut them all down on these days. It's my time to put me on a replay. They lock me up in a telly. Then they stop them when they see me on a telly. You know I'm a vibe and I run it as usual. I the only come around just to make it. And I can take things but I break it. You name it, boy. Who knew? I won't care for the things that you do. I could turn, let everyone try me. Cause you're never gonna get what's for me. Yeah.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Peace, peace, peace to the gods, peace to the gods, man. We are back, man.
Peace to the gods.
Yeah, Kalam, you had got it, what we was talking about, thug, gangster, and you know what I'm saying, just all of those things, you know, and man, this is a wonderful subject because I most definitely will be sending this to a lot of people, man, that wasn't able to actually get on the show today because,
yes,
man, like I say, I teach this to my children at all times. Man, I had to stop hanging with a lot of people that I was associating myself with because of bad habits. I started noticing, like, my two oldest sons, they were, man, they and children adopt fast, man. you can tell by the excitement that they have on their face when you're talking, even to like my homeboys about certain conversations that we were having. And like I say, it was the same when we was talking about weed and this and that. Some people only have a mindset for the past. They don't want you to change. They don't want you to grow up. They don't mind going to jail. They don't mind having that mentality like, hey, look, but keep in mind, my mindset is not based on, hey, I'm gonna go to jail for stupidity, but I will go to jail for protecting my family if all this fails. But that's
right,
protecting
right.
my family. You get what I'm saying? That doesn't make me a thug. That doesn't make me a gangster. That makes me a man. You get what I'm saying? But when we are living amongst each other and doing, we have these stupidity actions behind everything that we're doing, that takes away from the man and makes you this thug, this gangster, you know. And a lot of people never change from that. A lot of people never change from that, man. I used to look up to the OGs because, you know, that was the way that I saw things. That was the things that I wanted to do. And then I started noticing when I really started making money that they were still on the block doing the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Teaching the younger kids that was younger than me how to do more stupidity.
Yeah.
See, I used to be that. I used to be that soldier. I ain't gonna say a soldier. I used to be that send out because I had a fearless heart, you know? I used to be that.
Right.
You know? And so that
path, you know, traveled with me for so many years until I started seeing my son, you know, act in certain ways. And so I had to change the way that I did things. And I wanted to come out of that. I wanted to grow out of that. And I started trying to make certain changes. But, of course, it was just too late in certain circumstances for my older two, because they had already been adapted to that lifestyle. You see what I'm saying? So,
right.
Man, it's crazy. It's crazy because, you know, me trying to save my younger ones from that lifestyle, it's like, hey, you got to grind harder, you got to work harder, you got to, you know, keep their attention, keep their mind focused, you know, so that they won't go astray.
It's so easy
for them to be influenced by other people that were doing the exact same thing I used to do. It's so easy, man. TV is influencing them. YouTube is influencing them. You know, it's the reason why, you know, I don't allow my children all day to focus
the same thing
that we used to focus on growing up, man. You know, the hip hop lifestyle, this, you know, we said block lifestyle. We got to disrespect every woman that walked past us lifestyle. You know, it's crazy, man, that you grow into loving yourself. And when you love yourself, man, you start to grow into loving others around you. And that's what I want to push into my children's life, not only my children's life, people around me life. Like, man, we got to love ourselves first.
Right.
We can't love ourselves. How can we expect to love everyone else around us? You know, it's a wonderful subject, God. It's a touching subject, man. It's really touching for me. You know, I don't know about most people, but I was considered that thug. I was considered that gangster, man, you know, for so long. So,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
And then with my situation as well, I could relate to your situation because I've been moving around a lot. You know what I'm saying? I've been living between my mom and my dad, and they on different, you know, islands. Like, it's different. It's overseas. So,
right.
Of course, when I roam the streets by my dad and stuff like that, everyone is like clicked up, but it's more like, it's still like family. And then when I transition over here, you know, in America and everything, like, I always had like that demeanor of, you know, love, respect, because that's what I was taught in both environments. My dad taught me how to move, you know, streetwise as well. My mom was book smart, so it's like, you just put these two combinations together, it's like you could stand on
right.
your own. You know, you never had to get jumped into a gang or nothing like that. And I had, like, when I came over here, like, no lie, God, I had, like probably, like, five different gangs trying to, like, initiate, like, put me on or put me in, you know
right.
what I'm saying? But that ain't never been, like, my cup of tea. That ain't never been, like, all right, cool, because I couldn't see nobody telling me how to move when
right.
they getting locked up. You know what I'm saying? You getting locked up, but you telling me how to move. The only thing you could teach me is how to get locked up or get shot or get killed. So
exactly.
that ain't never really been my move. And I'm already book
yeah.
smart and street smart at the same time. And some of the
right.
dudes, you know, like some gang, like some of them who was gang affiliated, I was like, bro, I ain't with all that, but we still could be cool individually. I don't want to look at you as a gang.
Right.
I look at you for who you are, what you show me. And some of them went their way, and some of the other guys they stick with me. Like some of the GDs, they got some Crips, some
right.
Bloods, and then they got
yeah.
some Bloods I still rock with. But at the same time, I don't look at them as the gang members. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I look at them as the individual.
Fact.
So, but I still had a respect. I still had a respect to where it's like, I'm not chilling with both of the opposite side at the same time, because it's when they inside that mentality, some of them won't let
yeah.
that go.
Won't let it
you
go,
know?
Man.
So,
yeah.
So that's why
hey,
I don't even
you know,
hang around them as much.
One thing about being who I am and what I'm a part of, man, I associate myself with whoever I want to associate myself with, and those who don't like it, man. They can get away from around me, man, because you know what? Man, even to this day, you know, even my own set was just, you know, my own organization wasn't helping me as much as other people would. You see what I'm saying? So I learned to just
be like
live
that.
With, hey, man, you know what? I'm going to accept those who surround themselves around me. And understand those who don't surround themselves around me. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it's just it's much love to everybody. But you know, I just started. You know, as I got older, man, I lost that anger mentality, because being who you was taught to be, it can make you upset because you never understood who you actually are. So
it's awesome.
Yeah, man, it was yeah. So I just. Hey, I learn, and every day you learn something new, every day.
And we just gotta protect. Right now, what we doing right now is we in that stage where, yeah, we've been through it. You know what I'm saying? We done seen stuff. I seen hella stuff. You know what I'm saying? Even if I wasn't in the gang member, you know, I wasn't initiated. I still was like, it was a part of my life. I still was. In reach of this lifestyle, still like it was right in front of me, like in front of
right.
my eyes, like I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, right now we trying to change. We trying to help the future. Like if we go back to where it says crime, right? It says that's a moral,
yeah.
moral meaning deadly. That's a whole deadly sin, bro. They trying to make our children and us look like we're doing. Moral sins, like we, like
right.
you know, if you're doing something and you disobeying God, they basically saying you disobeying God laws.
Right.
So they
right.
making it look like, all right, cool. we protecting God's laws, the highest, you know what I'm saying? So we got to show them and teach them these things so they know how to move. This is chess. They want you to call yourself gangs. They want you to call yourself thug. Why you can't call yourself something uplifting? Look at the definitions. Find a definition. Maybe you don't like saying beautiful. Maybe you don't like saying lovely. Maybe you don't like saying, you know, find a different word that is good and what resonates with you to call yourself. So we got to teach. We got to teach them those things. And hey, we gonna get through it. We gotta really teach them right from wrong. We can't just say, all right, this is wrong and this is right. You gotta teach them why.
Right.
You gotta teach them to say why, to ask why. So, yeah.
Big fat.
But let's get back inside the chat. Let's try to get these other subjects touched upon so we could wrap it up. Cause we got a lot of commerce going on today. All right, so I don't know if you know about this link right here. They got Young Thug arrested on the road. Yeah, that's been popping up all up on my TL, man, on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go.
You know
how they go. But we're gonna go straight into it. This is people.com. It says Young Thug arrested on RICO criminal street gang activity charges. Young Thug, real name Jeffrey Lamar Williams, was booked on Monday in the Fulton County Jail in Georgia, records show. Young Thug is facing legal trouble stemming from two alleged offenses spanning the last decade. According to jail records in Fulton County, Georgia, the 30-year-old musician was booked Monday on two charges: conspiracy to violate the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, or RICO, and a charge of participation in criminal street gang activity. The RICO charge stems from an alleged January 2013 incident. Man, look how far that was. They still bring that back up. While the criminal street gang activity charge is linked to an alleged incident from May 2018. Related, Young Thug says Lil Nas X shouldn't have come out as gay. It's just all judgment. Young Thug, born Jeffrey Lamar Williams, was taken into custody by Atlanta police on Monday. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports, but no further information was available about the arrest. And it just says for more on rapper Young Thug's arrest listed below to our daily podcast, people. All right, so, yeah. Him and the other guy name is Gunna, who he got arrested with, but they got hit with the RICO, the racketeering, and looking like a criminal street gang having street activity. How you, guy? You can't even really fight it like that, because how you gonna say, well, we're not into the street life or gang life, when in your name it says Young Thug?
Exactly.
We just read what Thug was. It's a young criminal, and you have Young in there.
So,
and your background.
You got to know, like you stated earlier, man, you got to know the words that you are using, you know? You got to know them.
You gotta, and the thing is, children didn't want to hear this all the time, especially if they already in that lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? But you still gotta give it to them, because some of them really do want to hear it and see this. And they, you know, that's what breaks the curses off of their psyche. That's what breaks the curses off of their soul. You know, once they start to be like, damn, that don't seem right. You know, where'd you get that from? That's a definition of that word? Let me see it.
Right.
Oh, dang. I ain't even knew that, bro. Nah, I can't be look as that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
hey, man.
It's some of them, like
hey,
I
used to see back in the day, man, when I was catching my little charges, right? I used to see them so-called thugs, man. When they got hit with them charges, right, and they got in front of the judge, they used to be back in the back, man. We'd be in the holding tank, and they'd be, yeah, man, you know, I'm going to get ready to go home, and this and that, woo-woo. And, man, man, they ain't really got nothing on me, and this and that, woo-woo. My attorney told me I'm good. You know, we used to all be back there listening to each other, man, telling, talking, trying to get some advice, which none of us actually knew the law. We only knew what our attorneys would tell us. But then once they got hit with that time, them boys' knees got weak and their voice got the trembling and, you know,
yeah,
tears
yeah.
got rolling down their eyes, man, because that whole thug mentality went out the door. So you was just in that holding tank for a minute. You see what I'm saying? But now
exactly.
you got to spend the rest of your life behind this wall and deal with the real thugs, the real gangsters, the real hooligans. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The ones that ain't
exactly.
never coming home. So now you was out there thugging and thinking that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. I think some of the realest ones, you know, break down. I call them, you know, in tears. And these, man, some people that was some head bustles, man. They were head bustles.
Yeah, it'll hit you.
Yeah.
It'll hit you, boy. For sure.
You with that time, man. That real deal time.
Yeah. Type shit, 20, when they hit you with them 20, 15, 15, 20 years,
yeah,
it's like, hold on, cuz. Like, hold on, 20, 15 years? You thinking about
that? Man, I didn't know that was that. I didn't know I, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I just did this, man. My attorney told me this. My attorney told me. Yeah. Did exactly what he wanted you to do.
Yeah.
Pay that money. Pay that fee.
Exactly.
Get you to sign what he needed you to sign. Now he hand your ass over to that judge, man. So, yeah.
Right, that's the bait. You know how they go. You gotta learn the system, bro. If you don't learn the system and you're moving in the system, it's like, but you're going to crash. That's why I don't learn. I don't really learn. I learn from everybody, but what I learn don't mean that I go ahead and I do what they do. You know what I'm saying? I observe. I say, all right, cool. That boy going to crash if he keep moving like that. You know what I'm saying? I'll even give a little hints, bro. I'd be like, bro, I don't think you want to move like this. You should move like this or whatever, yada, yada. But some people
right.
have so much pride. And we got to go over the seven deadly sins, you know what I'm saying? And pride was one of them. You don't want to have pride, bro. So pride could cost you crash all day. You thinking that you know everything and you know all of this, it could cost you to crash. But hey, it is what it is. I think we got like one more little quick link to go through. We're not gonna go too deep all right. into it, and we'll just wrap up the show and everything. But we're going to go into the private chat, and we're going to click up racketeer influence and corrupt organization act. That's what they call a RICO.
Right.
The racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations RICO act is a United States federal law that provides for extended criminal penalties and civil cause of action for acts performed as part of an ongoing criminal organization. All right, and it also has a nickname that goes by Organized Crime Control Act of 1970. Acronyms is OCCA, RICO. Okay, so let's scroll down a little bit. And it says, RICO was enacted by Section 901A of the Organized Crime Control Act of 1970. Public Law 91-452 84 Stat 922, enacted October 15, 1970, and is codified at 18 USC CH dot 96 as 18 USC subsection 1961 through 1968. G. Robert Blakely, or Blakey, an advisor to the United States Senate Government Operations Committee, drafted the law under the close supervision of the committee's chairman, Senator John Little McLean. It was enacted as Title, I'm just gonna say this one, Title IX, I think that should be Title IX, Title IX of the Organized Crime Control, okay, for sure, Title IX of the Organized Crime Control Act of 1970, and signed into law by U.S. President Richard M. Nixon. While its original use in the 1970s was to prosecute the mafia, as well as others who were actively engaged in organized crime. We went over crime already. That's a word you have to know an etymology of. Its later application has been more widespread. Beginning in 1972, 33 states adopted state RICO laws to be able to prosecute similar conduct. So yeah, the different states adopted the RICO. Well, how many states did it say? 32? No, I said 33 states actually, you know, adopted the RICO because they want to put people behind bars who are dealing with crime, right? Who are dealing with moral sins? Who's trying to go against God's laws? I just gotta call it what it is. That's how they're making it look. Remember, they used to be using the Bible. You gotta swear up on the Bible. You gotta do all of these stuff, you know. So I don't know if they do it as much now, but remember, that used to be the thing. So they making it look, this stuff is spiritual at the same time. And we already went over a show on Historical Mondays. Y'all go check that show out. Talking about spirit and spiritual. We talking about this. Everything is not just physical. When you look at things just as physical, you gonna crash. Because you don't even know the other side, the real side, which is the psyche. Or the psyche. And you know they be playing psychology all day long. You know what I'm saying? That's from you getting them interrogation rooms. If you don't have a strong psyche, you don't have a strong soul, a strong mind, they already playing with you already. They didn't tell you, you got 20, 30 years. And they saying, man, we could cut that down. We could cut that down, but for 3 years, if you just give us what we want. You know what I'm saying? They cut it down for 3 years. So you looking at, all right, they went from 30 to 3. They take off a whole zero. So I might have to do it. Then your other side saying, nah, bro, you know what I'm saying? I got to stay down. Nah, bro. So now they know you inside your mind thinking. They leave you in that room so you could think inside your mind. So you could be inside your mind and battle with your own self. So, if you're not strong-minded and you only looking at the physical sense of it, they're going to get you every time, bro. Every single time. It is what it is. And sometimes you have to do the bid. You know what I'm saying? You might have to do a little 30 days without, you know what I'm saying? If you went on that flex, you might have to stay down for 30 days if you don't know law too good. Stand on what you're talking about. Because when you go against the words that you already have stated, now you're seen as a liar. Even if you didn't do it and you saying you did it, now you're seen as lying. So you lied to us and said you didn't do it, but now you saying you did it. because they saying they're giving you shorter years. It's the trickery, bro. It's chess. They lining you up every time. They using the pawn to capture a pawn so you could bring out your other pieces, you know what I'm saying? And then they can capture you in this checkmate. Move all of your defenses. Attack every position, but you gotta be able to see the moves ahead of time. You gotta be able to predict. You gotta be able to tell a fortune. You know what I'm saying? And the best way to tell a fortune, bro, is to sow. It's to sow good. So you gotta reap, and you reap what you sow. So if you know that evil exists, learn about evil, and try to stay away from evil as much as possible. You know? And then later on, along the line, you don't have to reap evil. But if you were sowing good, hey, you could be reaping good. So that's what I live by, man. You reap what you sow. In every aspect in your life, you reap what you sow. Every aspect. But yeah, that was me for the show, God. You got any inputs or anything?
Hey man, you hit it where it needs to be hit at, God. You know, man, I'm gonna just add this, you know, like, stand the battle, man. We battle with this all the time. That's one of the things that I had to, like, I preach to my children all the time, man. We fail at everything we don't understand. Understand everything. Growing up, my grandma and my great grandma, you know what I'm saying, was big mama to me. She used to always tell me, baby, you always pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of all things. Not just some things, but of all things. And I guarantee you, if you strongly have that understanding of life, whether you praying, whether you meditate, hey, understanding. I guarantee you the ancestors will bring it to you.
I love that saying.
For real, man. Like, whatever it is that you're trying to understand, man, you ask for it and it shall be given. When you don't ask for it, that's when you don't receive it. So you always ask for it, man. I don't care what it is, man. These ancestors be trying to open up your mind to everything. That's the reason why you have dreams. That's the reason why you have visions. You know, you got to understand how connected you are to the universe, you know. And these things that they try to enforce upon us, hey, we putting it on ourselves. They ain't just out here. They just utilizing what they know we're going to follow. You see what I'm saying? And, man, just wising up, man. Wising up. Because they using it against us every day. You know, our stupidity. You know, everybody is not going to be wise, but get with somebody who is wise, and that wiseness will rub off on you. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't be stupid. You can't have stupidity, and then you get with somebody else that's on the same level as you, and expect to learn something from that. Man, you got to really get with somebody that's smarter than you. Get it, man. It's the same thing that I tell my people all the time, man. Look, if I can't learn from you, I'm sorry. It's hard for me to even hang with you like that. Like, I can't learn anything from you. And then you are not learning from what I'm teaching. It's, you know, you can try to put this information in a person's mind all day, every day. And over time, man, you become just this wind down puppet. You see what I'm saying? So I don't want to be a wind down puppet. I want to be a person that, hey, I'm feeding, you are feeding for my energy because you're learning from it. And once you start learning from it, you are using it in a positive way to help me increase life. I get life off of people that utilize my energy in a positive way. Yeah, I like when people, hey, man, I just did what you just told me to do, man. And, you know, guess what? This and that, woo, woo. I did this. I made a change and this and that. I'm like, yeah, yeah. You got to stick around. You got to stick around because I need you. You know what I'm saying? I need that energy. You was listening. Now I know you can. It's much more that I can teach you. You see what I'm saying? But those that are not learning from it, and you know, a lot of people just don't want to learn nothing new. They just want to feed off your energy just because of how energetic you are. Learn from those people. Stay away from them. Stay away from them, man. You got people out there, man, that know how to misuse your energy. So you know, man, I hope this subject really touched a lot of people out there, man, because man, a lot of our women are the main ones who push that thug mentality inside of our boys, especially. You know, I hope that, you know, it's okay for your child to not be a pushover, but to be not as strong as everybody else. You don't want to force them into a world to where, you know, you forcing them to be this thug because that's what they looking at you up to. You don't want them to be that. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, we have to be careful of what we teaching our children because guess what? Guess what, Kalon? I used to teach my boys that. Don't be a pushover, man. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. You know, we repping the set. We repping the hood. You know what I'm saying? That's what we doing. But now I just want to see my kids dress up, you know what I'm saying, read a book or two, and you know what I'm saying, tell me about what they read. And man, let's play some sports. Let's get involved in some sports. Let's just keep learning. Let's just be here to learn more and more every day. You know?
Yeah, just enjoy life, man. At the same time. You can enjoy life, man. Being good. You don't have to be evil to enjoy life, man. It's
just enjoy it, man. We used to fight. We used to walk. Man, you can't walk on this block. The same block that now one of us on, man. You can't walk on this block without, hey, man, check in. You know what I'm saying? So, that's the wrong mentality to have. So, yeah. But, man, yeah, man. Peace to God, man. I hope everybody learned from this. You know, teach one, preach. You know, we're gonna spread the information as much as possible. You know, teach one, reach one. So we are hoping that we all can reach somebody today. You know what I'm saying? With that information, and be able to teach and keep teaching.
Yeah,
that's all I had to add to it, God.
All right, for sure, God. We gonna link up. We gonna link back up. But we out. Got to go do some commerce. Hope everybody doing commerce. Have a beautiful day. And it's all love. Peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods.
She walked in the court, her knees buckled. Saying for a man to survive, he need hustle. Seen and been through struggle her whole life. Made the transition from being his whole to his wife. Stifling. The night had been an ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed. Bearing a chest, a face with tears. Had a man's back, he was facing years. In her name, though the place was his. They trying to take everything except the kids. But yeah, she been through scuffling fights while he trying to hustle that white up all night. Wondering if he's alive, seeing him try, she bubbled inside and screamed. Yeah. The judge yelled for order, court reporter making her words shorter, his lawyer sat next to him. She could see how the trial was affecting him. It hurt for her eyes to connect with him. Using her lies for protecting him. They arrested him for murder and gun possession. As they read back her confession, she screamed.
got the verdict from the bailiff. Emotional outburst, tears and smeared makeup. It stated he was guilty on all charges. She's shaking, looking like she took it the hardest. A spin artist, she brought her face up laughing. That's when the prosecutor realized what happened. All that speaking of mind, testifying and crying. When this bitch did the crime,